जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय राधा राधा विनोद राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौरा हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारणं वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं आराध्यो भगवान् व्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृंदावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेणया कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमापुमर्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादर न परः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಕಾಂಗ್ರ್ಯಾಚುಲೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ಜಯಪತಾಕ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ಭಾನುಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ದ ಝೋನಲ್ ಸೆಕ್ರೆಟರೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೀಜನ್, ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ನರಹರಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟೀಮ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಕಲ್ಚರಲ್ ಸೆಂಟರ್ ಗಿರಿನಗರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಓಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ನ್ಯೂ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಹಿಯರ್. Magnificent temple, magnificent deities, magnificent decorations, magnificent kirtan, and magnificent devotees. And yes, also there will be magnificent prasadam. So, now I want to ask you all a question. Do you all approve of opening this temple? How many of you think it is a very good thing that has happened that this temple is opened? Raise your hand. Okay, now I want to ask you a question. Ready? So many crores of rupees have been spent on this temple. Why have you spent so much money for this? Could you not have given it to the poor people? The hungry people? Why have you spent so much money on building a temple here? There is no shortage of temples in India and Bangalore certainly. Every street there is a temple. So why have you spent so much money for this? I see a silence everywhere. You have an answer? Yes? So that the spiritual hunger of the people can be satisfied. Okay? You think people are really spiritually hungry? They don't even know that. Okay? Any other answer? It is a? Someone should. This echo. It is an educational center. Maybe you can lower the volume. Otherwise the echo is coming. It is an educational center. Okay, what else? For the pleasure of the deities, of their lordships. But the deities will come only when there is a temple. So why have a temple? Why have the deities? God is everywhere. Isn't God everywhere? Then why do you want to build a temple and then everybody goes to the temple? Huh? Personal service, okay. Uddhava doesn't say that exactly. But yes, if we serve the deity, then we make spiritual advancement and it will help us on the path to Godhead. Yes? So, God is everywhere, but we don't have access to God everywhere. God is everywhere and we don't have access to God everywhere. Okay. No, I didn't follow.
Just like every parent, they want their own children.
Yeah.
There are so many orphans being
adopted. Yes.
So we also have our own temple.
Well, the analogy doesn't seem quite fitting. Anybody else from this side? Yes. Okay, so if we just feed poor people, then their hunger may be satiated temporarily. But by having the temple of Lord Krishna, you can make arrangements whereby the suffering of the people in general can be removed permanently. So the answers are getting better and better. So then we should not worry about the hungry people and poor people, is it? We should not feel sad for them, right? Okay, so we are also providing prasadam to them, okay? Yes. Okay, so a lot of philosophy has come now. So if we serve the root of a tree, the whole tree gets nourished. If you water the root, the water is automatically transported to all the parts of the tree. The leaves, the fruits, the twigs, flowers, everything gets nourished. So similarly, if we serve Krishna in the deity form, then the whole world is nourished and made satisfied. That is your argument. But you see, why only the deity? Why is it that only by serving the deity then the whole world will be served, since Krishna is in every atom?
Temple has five aspects. Krishna's name, Vishnu Prasad, Krishna's deity, Krishna's devotee.
Okay, now we are getting closer and closer and better and better. Yes.
It is Krishna's wish for us to build
it. It is Krishna's wish that he should build temple here. How do we know? How do we know? Anybody from the Mataji's side? You are also equally guilty of spending so much money for this temple. If you don't have sufficient answers, then yes. So after wandering over the whole universe, you come to the right place and feel peace and happiness and taste delicious prasadam. Yes. 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 Very nice. Thank you. So all of you have given many, many good answers. All of the answers are correct, of course. But when somebody will accuse you of wasting money on temples when there is so much suffering in the world, there are many answers you can give, and all the answers that all of you have given are also valid answers. But it depends on the person you are speaking to. If that person doesn't believe in God, he will say that I don't believe in God. So you see, if that person is an atheist or a non-believer, or maybe a religious person but one who thinks that I will just be religious by being at home, why to have a temple, why to make a show of everything, right? So you can ask also, you see, crores and crores of rupees are being spent to create movie theaters, sporting stadiums, gambling dens, hotels, and so many other things. People are spending lakhs and lakhs of rupees to go on a holiday to Bangkok or Hawaii or Simla, Ooty, wherever.
So we should ask them, why don't you, my dear sir, spend that money for the poor? Why are you spending crores of rupees just to build these big stadiums? 500,000 crores of rupees. Imagine how many poor people you can feed in that. Similarly, you spend, by you I don't mean you, but I mean the person who makes that argument. You spend so much money for seeing cinemas and whiling away your time going here and there. In one meal in a restaurant you will spend thousands and thousands of rupees just one night. So give that to the poor. So you see, the whole point is that only when God comes in the picture, then everybody starts thinking about the poor people. Otherwise they don't think about poor people, they don't think about suffering humanity.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, there is one humble request. There is a car 2351. Last four number is a 2351. Anybody has a car which is the number 2351? Because the neighbor is telling us that he will do some legality. So I'm requesting, if this car is somebody owns this, please remove it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, people create all these different facilities for sense enjoyment in the world. At that time, they don't think about the poor people and the suffering people. They're willing to spend themselves also. It's only when God comes in the picture or temple, then somehow there is some stirring of their conscience and their compassion for suffering humanity suddenly comes up. Otherwise, they don't think much about this. So yes, you see, the most important thing in life is happiness. Happiness is something that is very elusive, as we all know. And from Bhagavad Gita we understand that the happiness of this world is actually the source of great distress. Which verse? Yahi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So when we think that we are relieving the suffering of the people at large by providing them facilities for sense enjoyment, that is not really progress or happiness or success. So, when we make people realize that the root cause of suffering is this material body, and the cause of getting a material body is forgetfulness of Krishna, of God, and because of which we are caught in this cycle of birth and death, and it is only transcendental knowledge and living a life according to transcendental knowledge that we can actually overcome the root of all problems. When a patient goes to a doctor, then the patient may have varieties of problems. There may be a stomach ache and a fever or headache. But when the doctor analyzes the patient properly and finds out that there is a very serious disease underlying all these symptoms, the headache and fever, etc., are just symptoms. If the doctor only treats the symptoms, the headache and the fever, but he doesn't treat the underlying dangerous disease that could potentially prove fatal for that patient, then the doctor is doing a great disservice to the patient. Certainly, he can pay some attention to the patient's headache and stomach ache, no problem, but he should not forget the underlying serious problem. So in this way, all right, people want to do some work for relieving the suffering of humanity, they want to do some altruistic or philanthropic activities, all right, it's okay. But don't forget that there is a higher need to be fulfilled for all living entities. We don't say that people should starve and that you should just come to the temple. We are saying just use the money properly. The money that is being unnecessarily spent on things that are of no value to humanity, really speaking, and which are actually very harmful for all of us. If that money is diverted to very good activities, not only will you be able to build wonderful temples and spiritual culture, but you will also be able to feed people and relieve them of all sorts of suffering. So it's a question of utilizing the wealth of this world in a proper way. And when people build their own house, if they have money, and sometimes they don't have money, they take loans and they spend the rest of their life paying back that loan, the mortgage. They build a nice big house for themselves, but when a nice big house is being built for Krishna, then why is there an objection? So we can ask those people, you have spent 1 crore, 5 crores, 10 crores to build your big huge house. So why not spend money to build a house for Lord Krishna? You see, even the governor or chief minister of a state or the president of a country, they live in palatial buildings. Whether it is India or UK or America, any country, look at Rashtrapati Bhavan, look at all the other houses where our dignitaries stay. They are worth hundreds and hundreds of crores of rupees. So when we have, we don't mind, let them stay there, not a problem. We are not criticizing that. But we are saying that when so much money is being spent to house important personalities, who may be the president or the prime minister of a country or a chief minister of a state, you are spending so much money for their well-being, for their house, for their food, for their security and so on. How much more should you be willing to spend for that person who is the president of all the universes, the source and origin of all the universes? Actually, there is no facility that we can provide which we can say is too much for the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Whatever you may provide is still less. So it is only Krishna's mercy that He makes available to us certain facilities which we can then use in His service. So therefore, these comments or this criticism that you should not spend so much money to build a temple for Lord Krishna, these comments and criticisms are misplaced. They arise out of a misunderstanding. How much money people spend on New Year's Eve? They run around and they make life miserable for everybody else and also for themselves. They shout and scream throughout the night, get drunk, drive cars in the road and do all sorts of things which we can't even mention in this temple hall. How much money is spent on that night? And for what? So they don't look at all these things, right? So it is because they don't have that inclination towards spiritual life. They have no spiritual knowledge. They don't understand what the purpose of life is, what real happiness is. Therefore, they indulge in these activities and criticize those who actually want to make the world a truly happy place. Because it is only by Krishna consciousness, by love of God, that people can be happy. So therefore, building a temple is actually one of the topmost welfare activities that we can do for the world at large, and not just humanity, for all living entities. And this doesn't mean that we don't build anything else. When you spend crores of rupees to build a temple, we are not saying don't do anything else for other people. Yes, you do. The government is spending, the philanthropic people are spending, yes. But not, we should not neglect this, and we should not think that this is not a need. Now, when we tell them, why do you spend so much money on movie theaters and cricket stadiums and so on and so forth, they say because it is fulfilling a big need in the human mind. The human being wants entertainment. The human being wants some relief from stress. And there are so many different arguments for this. So in the same way, there is a fundamental need for God in everybody's life. Srila Prabhupada said, everybody is looking for Krishna. Some know it, some don't know it. That is the only difference. Everybody is looking for Krishna means that everybody is looking for happiness. Everybody is looking for eternal life. Everybody is looking for complete knowledge. So this is an underlying need. One time, somebody gave a very interesting argument. Good argument. He said, just as the existence of thirst implies the existence of water, so if there is something called thirst, there must be something called water to quench that thirst. If there is something called hunger, there must be something that exists in the world, that is food, that will satiate that hunger. So similarly, we have so many needs. And in this world, somehow or the other, some provision has been made for the fulfillment of these needs. And we work day and night throughout our lives to fulfill all these needs of the material body, mind, and intelligence. But the important question, what about the need of the soul? Because we don't even know what the soul is, therefore we don't feel that we have a spiritual need. But the fact that everybody is looking for happiness and not finding it, the fact that everybody is looking to live eternally but not having it, it means that we are actually searching for something spiritual, but because of ignorance, we do not know it. So transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, is the most important thing that can relieve people of all suffering permanently. So this is the greatest need. So in as much as restaurants and movie theaters and cricket stadiums fulfill some need of people in the society, so also there is great need. There is the greatest need for such temples which will fulfill the spiritual need, the highest need, the greatest need of the human society. Srila Prabhupada often said that he wanted the temples in our society, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to not be only temples where people will come and offer respects to the deities and go away. That is, of course, very good. It is very helpful because those people will also make spiritual advancement. It is not sufficient that people should just come, take darshan and go away. It is necessary, it is good, it is helpful, but not sufficient. So, if we want to fulfill the true purposes of a temple, then it must be a place of spiritual education, as some of you have pointed out. It is a place where people can become aware of their real purpose of life. Nowadays, education has become so expensive. Students and their parents have to spend lakhs and lakhs of rupees, sometimes crores. And many of you know more than I do on these matters. To get admission into some colleges for medical qualification for post-graduation, you have to give donation worth crores in some cases. So people are realizing that material education is so expensive. And people are spending so much money. And many students from India also are going abroad. And their parents work very hard to accumulate so much money so they can fund the child's education in a foreign country. They spend crores of rupees. So much money is being spent on education. People think that this is the most important education. But this form of education, all right, it is bread and butter education. It is there for the maintenance of the body. But even then, do we really need this kind of an educational system where people have to spend crores and crores? In the Vedic culture, the three things that were the most inexpensive, that were actually free in human society, have actually become the most expensive, which is education, healthcare, justice. Whether you go to a lawyer or a doctor or you go to some very famous university or something, you have to pay so much money. Yes? So people are aware of the need for education, but they do not realize that there are different levels of education. There is material education, but beyond material education, there is spiritual education. And that is the most vital education that is required for human society. That is not to say that material education should not be given. It certainly must be given. But not at the cost of spiritual education. So our temples are and should be places of such spiritual education. So next question. Then, but why do you need to build such a big structure for that? The answer is, why do you need to build such big buildings in your university campus, in your college campus, spread over so many acres and acres of land? And here our devotees are struggling to just acquire a small piece of land, and they've built a temple, and then people are criticizing, why have you built? Right? So therefore, what is being spent here for this temple is actually just a very small fraction of that which is wasted for useless purposes by people in this world. So when people come here and get the real education, they will understand what the purpose of life is. They will understand the true way of becoming happy in life. Their life will get some purpose. Nowadays, people are going mad in their pursuit of enjoyment and material wealth. They're actually going mad. They're going all over the world. And the glitter and glamour of this world is making people just go completely mad. So this is a very important time to educate our society. And especially in India, which is the land of spiritual culture, there is still some spiritual culture left in this land. So there is such a great need to keep this alive and to make it grow. So therefore, temples are places of spiritual education. And as some of you have said, temples are also places where people come for real shelter, for real succor from their problems, their ailments, mental ailments, physical ailments, social ailments. They come and feel a lot of relief when they come here and be exposed to the spiritual atmosphere. And then when they take the next step and they meet with the devotees and hear spiritual knowledge, they hear the chanting of the holy name, they start performing devotional service, then actually they realize, yes, this is the real purpose of my life. And they become so happy. So the temples are meant for all this. It is also meant to keep people away from all sorts of bad ways of life, bad habits. Because when people develop a habit of coming to the temple, spending quality time here, and when the spiritual culture is very vibrant in the temples, there is entertainment, but spiritual entertainment. There is friendship, but spiritual friendship. There is music, but spiritual music. There is all sorts of wonderful, delicious food, but spiritual food. There is capacity, facility for doing all sorts of services and activities, whether it is painting or anything for Lord Krishna's pleasure. So the temples in our culture, they represented vibrant centers of excellence in all respects of life, in all matters of life. Whether it is music, it is the arts, performing arts, dance, drama, everything, literature, scholarship, devotion above all. You look at our ancient temples where this culture is still there. It is such a beautiful culture. So it is necessary to maintain this culture at this point in time, so that the people in the society can actually move towards attaining the goal of life. Now, coming to spiritual life, I want to ask you another question. Since you are all devotees of Krishna and all very knowledgeable and scholarly, so what is the way for deliverance in this age? What is the way to attain spiritual perfection? Can one sentence, you can say that? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, okay? What is the one way for perfection that all the scriptures say? Chanting the holy name. Chanting the holy name is perfection. So, Srila Prabhupada says in one place, in one of his purports, that one might ask that if chanting the holy name is the real goal of life, it is the perfect method for attaining perfection, leave aside all the material things we talked about a few minutes ago, cinema halls and stadiums and restaurants, all that is gone now. We have countered those arguments. Now we have come to the spiritual platform. We have come to the devotional platform. And on the devotional platform, now we understand that chanting the holy name in this age is the way to attain perfection. So Srila Prabhupada asks that one might ask that since chanting the holy names is the way to attain perfection in this age, why should we have temples? Yes? Isn't it a valid question? Somebody says, okay, I agree with you that we should be Krishna conscious, we should develop devotion, but see, your own shastras that you cite to us, they say that chanting the holy name is the way. So I will sit at home and I will chant the holy names. Why do I need to spend crores and crores of rupees on building temples? What is the answer to that? Chanting?
Service attitude
and chanting, okay. Some simple answer. To develop taste to continue chanting, okay. Very beautifully put. Can you say that again loudly? Can you stand and say it? Yes, say it loudly, what you said just now. Very nice, beautiful. So, the temple gives the spiritual culture and ambience. Ambience means atmosphere. the proper ambience in to facilitate the chanting of the holy names. Next question. Why do you need such an ambience? Can't I sit at home and create the ambience? Yes. When we sit at home, then we chant in mode of passion and ignorance. But somebody may say, well, I will chant in the mode of goodness. I will chant nicely sitting at home. Is it possible? Yes. Okay, very nice. There are other devotees also around us. Okay. Now let me tell you what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita and which Srila Rupa Goswami has also said. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come into this world to inaugurate the chanting of the holy name as the Yuga Dharma. So he is promoting this as the main dharma for this age. Right? Now, when he teaches Sanatana Goswami, he mentions that there are 64 items of sadhana bhakti. 64 activities that we as practitioners of bhakti should do. And of those 64 items, actually if you count, almost 25 or more pertain to temples and deity worship. More than the items that pertain to chanting of the holy names. In this list of 64, certainly there is chanting, there is sankirtan, those items are there. But more than 25 of the 64 items pertain to temples and deity worship. And relatively few are directly about the chanting of the holy names. Curious? Yes? Again, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes, after talking of 58 principles or items of devotional service, then he gives the next five, from 59, so he gives the next five. And in those five, he mentions certain things. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravana, Mathura Vasa, Shri Murtir Shraddhaya Sevan. Krishna Prema Janmai E Pancher Alpasanga. Krishna Prema Janmai E Pancher Alpasanga. So, when you have these five items, which are the five items? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas, Shri Murtir Shraddhaya Sevana. So Krishna Prema Janmai. So Krishna Prema is born in the heart. E Pancher Alpa Sangha. If one has even very little contact with these five processes, very easily Prema or love for Lord Krishna will awaken in the heart. Very soon also. Yes? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not said of the 64 processes of devotional service, only the holy name is important. Ultimately, of these four also, it is Nama Kirtan that is the most important of all the 64. That is said. But still he has taken the pains to give 64. He could have simply said only just chant, that's all. Why has he given us so many other regulative principles? And even when he talks about the five most important items of devotional service, he only one of them is Nama Kirtan. The other four are also there. Why? And deity worship or temples is also one of those five. Shri Murti is the deity. Shraddhaya Sevana, so serving the deity with faith, that is one of the top five items of devotional service according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada answers that deity worship, temples, etc. are necessary because we, as a result of living in this material world and having this material body, are contaminated in our consciousness. And therefore, by performing deity worship, we purify the consciousness. So then the question arises, what question? Just chant the holy name and purify the consciousness. But all of you who chant together in the temple in the morning, or even those of you who chant at home, what is one of your very common experiences when you are sitting down to chant your japa? Did you develop a lot of ecstatic symptoms? Or what is one of your most common experiences? You fall asleep. Am I right? So the point is, yes, the holy name is certainly the most important method for attaining Krishna prema, spiritual perfection in this age, undoubtedly. All the shastras declare this. And that very same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come and also given us so many other items of devotional service to do in addition to chanting the holy names. So this is because we do not have that sukriti, we do not have that mental and physical condition in which we can sit down and just chant and chant and chant like Haridas Thakur. Our senses need engagement. Our mind and intelligence need engagement. And therefore, temple worship, Srila Prabhupada says, especially for grihasthas, is extremely important. It calms the mind. It makes the mind purified and peaceful. And it also helps us to attain a personal relationship with the deity, who we understand is non-different from Krishna himself. So then, what about the other items? What about sadhu sangha, Srimad Bhagavatam, recitation and hearing, living in Vrindavan or Mathura? What about all these other places, these other items? The point is that all these other items, as important as they are for us, they are ultimately supportive of the most fundamental way of self-realization, which is chanting the holy names. So when we come to the association of devotees, we can chant the holy name better. We become inspired to chant. We feel motivated to chant. And when we do not chant properly, then there are other people who tell us what is the correct way to chant. So therefore, it is very important to have sadhu sangha. Without the association of devotees, we cannot attain success in chanting of the holy names. Unless we are Haridas Thakur. But we are not Haridas Thakur. And even Haridas Thakur was forever seeking the association of devotees, where he could relish the chanting of the holy names. It is in the association of devotees that everything in devotional service can manifest. It is here that you can discuss Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. It is here that you can have wonderful deities, wonderful festivals. The temple becomes like Mathura or Vrindavan because of the spiritual ambience and the presence of the deities, the chanting of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy names. In this way, the temple has now become the source where everything can happen. Our spiritual life can attain perfection. The temple provides sadhu sangha. The temple provides Bhagavat Shravana. The temple provides festivals and deity worship. The temple is like a transcendental place. It is like an oasis in the material desert. So because all these five items are fulfilled in the temple, so when we come to the temple, we sit in the association of devotees, then we are able to practice all the five top items of devotional service. And also, as we all know, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani. So the festivals of Lord Krishna are the mother of devotion. So when we come to the temple, we practice and observe festivals like the one we are doing today, we actually practice all the limbs of devotional service. Everything is practiced. Now, yes, we can do so at home. We can celebrate Janmashtami at home. We can welcome the deities in our home. We can read Srimad Bhagavatam at home. All these activities have to be done at home as well. But when you come to a temple, then as this Prabhu here said, the ambience, the atmosphere is very much inspirational. And then we become very inspired to do our devotional service better. It is only by association, which is the root of spiritual life, of bhakti, that we can make our life perfect. Srila Prabhupada said that I have started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, for only one purpose. Do you know what that purpose is? Huh? To give the people of the world association of devotees. So you can have association of devotees in your home also, and you should. But there is a great limitation. Only a few people can gather at your house. And even if too many people come, the neighbors will complain. Even for the temple, the neighbors are complaining. So what to speak of in a home? So it is not practical to have a large association of devotees on a daily basis in everybody's home. So the temple provides that facility. So these temples are beacon lights for the society that is immersed in materialism and forgetfulness of God. It is here as a light to give hope, to give faith, to give knowledge, to give true love to the people of the world. You know, there is a lighthouse. You know what is a lighthouse? When ships are at sea and they are caught in stormy weather and they come near a shore, there is great danger that they might collide into some cliff or some rocks and then they might capsize, the ship might drown. So they had lighthouses which would guide the way. And by looking at the lighthouse, the ship would find direction. The ship would find hope for survival. So in the same way, temples like the one we are in right now, they are like the lighthouses for the world. They will give us the light of transcendental knowledge, the light of Krishna bhakti. They give hope, faith and love and purpose and meaning and direction to the people of the world. Because the temple has within it all these five angas. Nama Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas and Sri Murti Sevana. So this is what a temple is meant for. It is not meant simply to just come and offer obeisances and go away. As I said, that is also very good. But you have to do much more than that. And also, in Prahlad Maharaj's definition of bhakti, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc., he has given many items that pertain to temples and deities. There is Archana. There is Vandanam. What is Vandanam? Archana is offering, is doing deity worship. That we all know. What is Vandanam? Offering prayers. If you read Srila Prabhupada's purport to that verse, you will see Prabhupada gives an additional important meaning. He says, Vandanam means Namaskuru. Offering obeisances to the Lord, especially in the temple. Offering respectful obeisances. So, that is also part of deity worship. That is also part of the temple. So, not just Archanam, but also Vandanam. And then what else? Padasevanam. Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, Padasevanam means to become intensely attached to thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that as this progresses, it also evolves into various other activities like walking to the temples to take the darshan of the Lord, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord in the temple, circumambulating the holy places and going there to see the Supreme Lord in Vrindavan and such places, and serving the deity. So all this is also part of Padasevanam. So when you use your feet to come here, you're not only serving the feet of the Lord, but you're using your feet to serve the Lord, because you're walking here to come here and see the Lord in the temple. So even in Prahlad Maharaj's definition, although Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam are the first three and they are the most important, but the others are also supportive, they're also helpful. So therefore, these other activities, including temples, deity worship, and all the rules and regulations and practices that are associated with temples, they are supportive of the ultimate yuga dharma, which is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That is why in all the other activities we have the holy name that precedes it, that is there in the middle and is there at the end. Sadhu Sangha. When you meet a devotee, what do you say? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So when you come to Sadhu Sangha, the first thing we say is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And when you leave each other's company, what do you say?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. And in the middle, what do you say?
Hare Krishna.
At least I hope I say that. When you do Bhagavad Shravan, what do you do? What are you hearing? Of course, in the class there is Kirtan, and then even when the Srimad Bhagavatam is being read and discussed by the speaker, the holy name is being mentioned. The Lord is being glorified in so many ways. What about Namakirtan? That is directly the glorification of Krishna's names. What about Mathura Vas, or being in the temple? When you go to Vrindavan, Prabhupada says, everywhere you see Radhe Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Radhe Krishna. So you see the holy names everywhere. You come here also to the temple, you'll see the holy names. You'll see everywhere names of Krishna in some way or the other. And in deity worship, for those of you who are doing the service on the altar, you know that the mantras all contain the holy names. So yes, holy name is the most important method for attaining Krishna Prem in this Kali Yuga. But to support us to chant the holy names, we have all these diverse activities of devotional service given there, so that we can progressively make advancement in the matter of chanting the holy name and attaining Krishna Prema. And in all these activities, the holy name is always present. And all these activities are present in the temple. It is also to be done at home. It is also to be done at other places. But if you do it in the temple, you get the understanding, the inspiration, the motivation to even do it at home and at other places. Sometimes people ask the question, how can I be Krishna conscious in my office? And the answer is very simple. You can be Krishna conscious in your office when you are Krishna conscious when you are not in the office. If you practice your Krishna consciousness when you are not at work, then you will be able to be Krishna conscious when you are at work. So similarly, how can I be Krishna conscious at home? By coming to the temple and being Krishna conscious, developing your Krishna consciousness in the association of devotees, wherever and whenever that is possible. Practically, of course, it is not possible every day for most devotees, but to the extent that is possible. And nowadays one can associate with the temple on the online platforms, and there are many other ways we can do it. But still, there is no substitute for physically coming and actually participating in all these different activities. So we see how important the temple is, because that is the platform on which all the important items of devotional service can be practiced by the devotees. So this is not an ordinary thing. The temple is directly the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada said, the brothels and liquor dens and gambling houses are in the mode of ignorance. The cities with their hustle bustle, they are in the mode of passion. The countryside is in the mode of goodness. But the temple of Lord Krishna, he said, is directly Vaikuntha. So what we are doing when we establish a new temple is, we are actually facilitating the manifestation of Vaikuntha in this part of the earth planet. That is actually what is happening. So when we have a spiritual understanding of Krishna consciousness, we will see that establishing a temple is not a mundane activity. And still we must remember Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's statements about the temple when he had found that devotees were quarreling within the temple. And once the facilities were made, then they were all quarreling that I want this room, I want that room. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that rather we sell off the marble blocks of this temple, and with the proceeds we should print books and distribute. That doesn't mean that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't want temples. In fact, he established 64 Gaudiya Mutts, 64 temples all over India. But the point he was making is that the temple has been made for a purpose, or for many purposes. And those devotees who are associated with the temple, either living in the temple or visiting the temple from outside, must work cooperatively together with trust, with love and sincerity and dedication to fulfill the purposes of that temple. That means that all the devotees have to give up their false ego. They have to give up their self-interest. And they have to work cooperatively together, which is very difficult in Kali Yuga. It is one big austerity of Kali Yuga to work cooperatively with each other. Then we can truly fulfill the purposes of the temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Radha Radha Vinod Mandir Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. And now we have another important aspect of the temple, which is Krishna manifesting as prasadam. I think it's there for everyone. Prasadam. So now there is prasadam for everyone. So please partake of prasadam and have